You're Locked On Blue Jackets, your daily podcast on the Columbus Blue Jackets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Blue Jackets fans, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Locked On Blue Jackets. We're part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am, as always, your host, Jay Foster. And if this is not enough news for you, then Locked On NHL is doing a rundown of this season's top 50 NHL players. Joe DiBiase, Mike DiStefano, and Rachel Donner have been revealing the top 50 players as voted on by our local experts across the Locked On NHL network of podcasts. Yesterday, they launched players 31 through 40, and on Friday we're going to be getting players 21 through 30. Make sure you subscribe to the Locked On NHL podcast on YouTube. Turn your notifications on so you never miss an episode. Today I'm going to be finishing up the conversation I had with Jared Brown about our first round draft picks. Today we're going to be talking about Corson Kuhlman of the University of Wisconsin, who we drafted 25th overall, so I will just jump right into it.
Let's move on to our last first round pick, because we had so many of them. Corson Kuhlman from, I believe, the University of Wisconsin. I personally was rooting for, and I'm going to butcher his name. Yeah, I was pulling for Maki Samoskovic, and then he went, I believe, the pick directly before that to Florida.
Yes,
but
he did.
What do you think of Kuhlman as a prospect?
He's just a physical and athletic player already. He's a guy who he skates with such, fluid motions. He's not incredibly quick. You don't see him darting up and down the ice quickly, but he does it with a sense of smoothness that is, comforting to watch. And he generates solid speed. He's not a bad skater at all. The only thing is he can be a little bit risky with the puck, that he's going to have to be careful. And that's something that a good coach or a good development team can reel in. But he loves to join the attack. And, he could get to a two-way defenseman. I think he's more of an offensive puck moving defenseman. Again, I think that is going to address a little, maybe not address a need, because the Columbus Blue Jackets have Zach Werenski, who is their number one defenseman. He'll be manning their power play, obviously. But I think Corson Kuhlman, once he makes the NHL, he could be manning the second power play unit. And he's got a terrific shot. He's great on the power play. He can quarterback a power play with his eyes closed. And I think those are key assets to his games, his shot, his offensive IQ, and his ability to move the puck up the ice and cleanly transition, either using his hands or his feet. I think he's got work to do, obviously, like I said, with some of the decision-making and being a little too risky and getting caught up ice. But that is something that is, that can be coached and reeled in, as long as Kuhlman's is willing to do that, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like young defensemen especially, I always feel like they get a little bit more leeway from me, but also in general in terms of that, like, decision making, because I feel like it's the easiest thing to train them out of it. I feel like it's harder to improve things like bad skating, because it's such a muscle memory thing. But I feel like decision-making, I think, is something that with a good defensive coach, and I mean, I don't know if that's something the Blue Jackets are going to have. They've had a full coaching overhaul this season. But if it's, if we get a good defensive coach, it feels like that's an easy area of his game to work on. So you mentioned being, like an offensive defenseman first, a little bit like Zach Werenski. Would you say that's his closest comparable, or is there someone else in mind for Kuhlman's?
I would say it's pretty close, honestly. Zach Werenski, he's got the power play shot like Werenski does. He can transition the puck using his feet or his his hands like Werenski does. So I think it's pretty comparable. Just think that Columbus just got Werenski 2.0, just maybe not at the I think Kuhlman's can get to a top, you know, he will be a top four defenseman for sure. He's either going to be a number three or number two when he hits his peak. So whether that's him playing on the top pair with an elite defenseman, maybe Zach Werenski, or if Kuhlman's is the lead man on the second pairing for Columbus, I think that's the other potential for Kuhlman's. And you know, to touch on the offensive and the offensive side of things with how Kuhlman's plays and how offensive minded he is, if you can reel that in, he's got that athletic body. He's a big, strong defenseman already. He's going to, you know, put on more muscle as he plays in the NCAA. And when he gets to the NHL, he may be, you know, packed on to 210, 215 pounds. So if you want him to play more of a two-way style, or you want him to maybe try and be a shutdown guy, he's definitely got the strength to outmuscle his opponents, win puck battles along the boards, effectively tie them up to stop their possession or the cycle. So I think it's just all about coaching Kuhlman's to have that mindset, having him take the proper angles to create more turnovers in his own zone, he's got the size for it. And it's, you know, it's unfair, but at the end of the day, it's easier to teach a 6'2", 200-pound defenseman to play a shutdown role than a defenseman who's 5'9", 170 pounds, because unfortunately they just don't have the natural size to play in that role.
Coming up in a minute, I've got more of a conversation with Jared, but first I want to tell you about rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing number of makes and models, it's basically impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why would you endure pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brands that their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You can save time and money when using rockauto.com. Why would you choose to spend 30%, 50%, or even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is also a family business, and they've been serving customers online for over 20 years. Those prices at Rock Auto are reliably low for every customer, regardless if you are a do-it-yourselfer or a professional, and have got everything you could need, from brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even things like new carpet. So go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto part needs. Go to rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure you write "Locked On" in there. How did you hear about us box, so they know we send you. Amazing selection, reliable low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. I've also got to tell you about DirecTV. Does it sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes, and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at directtv.com. That is directtv.com. DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, if we end up with a Zach Werenski on line one and a Zach Werenski type player on line two, I wouldn't be mad about that. We already have a Zach Werenski-esque player in Dean Kukan. So just get all the offensive defensemen. I have suffered through years of watching David Savard and Jack Johnson play together. So I feel like I am owed some offensive defensemen now.
Yeah, you're not gonna get much offense from those two, especially David Savard. That's, you know, you're definitely gonna get, you know, more offense from Kuhlman's, and that's definitely the hope there.
sounds like exactly what we need. So yeah, he's again another player I assume is going to go back to Wisconsin, is going to go back to college. Is he kind of on the same timeline as Johnson and Sillinger? You know, in a couple of years, are we going to suddenly have all of these good young players suddenly just flooding the roster?
You definitely could. Partly the reason being is because they're at least two of them are playing in the NCAA. You know, if we've seen it in from other prospects where they have a great freshman or junior college season, they end up, you know, the next season challenging, or they ended up making their playoff. You know, they jumped into the playoffs for their NHL team. So it definitely could be the case. I think Kuhlman's is maybe a little bit more years away, around like 3 years away. I think just because you don't want to rush defensemen. Really it's the same for all the players. But I think with Kuhlman's, just, you know, if again, they really want him to be a two-way defender at the NHL level, don't rush him too early, because if you rush him too early, he's going to be too inclined to play that offensive minded game that he does. And if you're trying to reel him in to be more two way or play a shutdown minded role, that could hurt his development. So I think he's more 3 years away. Let him develop confidence at the NCAA level, have him be University of Wisconsin's number one guy. I don't think it ever hurts to have an extra year of development, just like what Owen Power and Matthew Beniers are doing going back to the University of Michigan. I think it's a smart move. You just develop more confidence in your abilities before going and playing in, you know, toughest league in the world for ice hockey.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are giving Owen Power especially a lot of grief about choosing to go back, but I'm never going to fault a player who, you know, is self-aware enough and confident enough to say, look, I need another year playing at the NCAA level or the CHL level, or is going to stay in Europe for another season, because I'd rather have a player who takes a little bit longer to develop than... I always think about like Aaron Ekblad, who is a very, very good defenseman. I wonder what he would have been if he hadn't jumped straight into the NHL at 18, you know? So I'm always happy to give, especially defensemen and goalies, I'm always happy to give them, you know, the time to develop instead of throwing them straight in at the top level and kind of just seeing what they're going to do.
Well, it's such a smart move, and you know, you like Aaron Ekblad, I wonder that with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. You know, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is still a really good player at the NHL level, but a first overall pick, and you know, he's not maybe your glorified first liner. I think I look at Nugent-Hopkins more of a quality second liner, and at the end of the day, that's maybe not what you want in a first overall pick. What would have Nugent Hopkins looked like with another year under his belt? I think, and then at the end of the day, you know, it's for Owen Power, what would you rather do? And even in Buffalo's sake, what would you rather have him do? Go play on a stacked University of Michigan team that's, you know, if all pans out, for sure should compete for the NCAA championship this upcoming season, or play on the Buffalo Sabres that, you know, no offense to Buffalo, but they're
probably going to get like 20 wins this season. Yeah.
Oh, their roster looks worse than last year. So I, you know, as a, from a prospect standpoint, if I'm Power, I would not want to spend my time in Buffalo if they are having another losing season, and then he's going to get ridiculed for not looking like a great first overall pick. And, you know, part of that is just the team's not good. So no, go back to University of Michigan, you know, keep developing, maybe win an NCAA championship, learn what a winning environment it is, and bring it to Buffalo. So it's a really smart move. And, you know, for people giving him flack for going back to the University of Michigan, I'm you know, to me, that just personally doesn't make sense.
Coming up in just a minute, I'm going to finish off my conversation with Jared about our draft picks. But first, I've got to tell you about Built Bar. Did you know Built Bar has a ton of delicious flavors? There's something for everyone at Built.com. And when you talk to a Built Bar fan, they are definitely passionate about their faves. For example, I really love mint brownie. You know that about me by now, but what's your favorite Built Bar flavor? If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you get two of each of the 9 flavors and you can choose from there. They also do a bunch of special limited edition, one-time only flavors. They do raspberry cheesecake, they've done grasshopper cookie, they've done rocky road, and excitingly, the Built Puffs are back, which are just kind of, they're kind of like the Built Bars, but they are marshmallowy and delicious and wonderful, and I believe they are coming back in coconut, so I will definitely be getting some of them. If you go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, you get 15% off your order. Once again, that's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. And with that money that you've saved at Built.com, why don't you go to Bet Online and see if you can make a little bit more? It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, Bet Online is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the latest updated odds, props, and contests at Bet Online. If you head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today, you receive a 100% welcome bonus with the promo code LOCKEDON, all one word. And be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, and if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. Once again, that promo code is LOCKEDON, all one word, for a 100% welcome bonus. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Yeah, I think it's a similar thing to Zach Werenski, who obviously he was drafted. I believe he did another year at Michigan, and then at the end of that year, he ended up going to the Cleveland Monsters, playing in their playoffs, and he won the Calder Cup with them.
Yeah, and I think...
you know, instead of playing for a very, very bad Columbus team that ended up, mm-hmm. you know, we picked third overall that year because we were so bad. But he spent 2 years at the University of Michigan, which is, you know, one of the best hockey programs in the States. And then he went and played on a very, very good Cleveland Monsters team. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was it builds confidence winning, you know, like losing sucks. And I think losing really kind of wears you down, especially if you're a young player who's expected to carry this franchise, which I think is it's been a problem in Edmonton for a long time. It's been a problem in Buffalo. Even with a guy like Lafreniere, I feel like they expected him to carry the Rangers. And when he didn't, I feel like that pressure kind of got to him a little bit. So yeah, I am all for letting our prospects have just a little bit more development time. Like they're not going to be the make or break this season, I don't think. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not the difference between us winning the Stanley Cup and us picking first overall is not going to be these 3 first round picks. So
yeah, and it's, you know, it's a rebuild for a reason. And you know, if Columbus has another year where they get a top 10 pick, they're going to get another solid player that's just going to make their roster even better after, you know, when they develop. And, you know, just early looks at this upcoming draft class for 2022, it looks even better. So, you know, there's no need to, you know, rush a player maybe just because you think it would either business standpoint, you think it would attract more fans, or you think he is ready, but you have question marks. If you have question marks, then you should stop right there and just say, okay, you're going to go back to wherever you played last year and develop even more. It's really been we've seen so many top prospects get rushed into the NHL that it hurts them. And, you know, some teams can't help themselves but to rush players, and then some people play it smart. So you know, hopefully this is, you know, going, and I mean, I say hopefully, but I think it is the right move for these players that are going back to the University of Michigan. And, you know, I don't think we will see one player from this past draft jump right into the NHL. I really don't.
No, which I think would be the first time that's happened in a while. But yeah, like at the end of the day, if you put all this effort into drafting these players, like why would you ruin their development mm-hmm. as fast as you can? But I think, I don't know, I'm excited about these players. I think, yeah, it's going to be a couple of years before we learn a little bit more about what they're going to be like at the NHL level. But it mm-hmm. feels like it's a strong start. If this does indeed turn into a full-scale rebuild, which I don't know if we're quite at that level yet.
Yeah.
You know, if we're bad this year, maybe, you know, we set ourselves up for Shane Wright or Connor Bedard next season, you know, because what's the worst that happens, you know, is we're bad all season and then we end up with potentially a franchise player. But I'm excited about these three players. If people want to maybe learn a little bit more about prospects, learn a little bit more about scouting, where can they find you and your work?
Yeah, so you can follow me on Twitter at JaredBrown97. And then if you want to see some of my work, just head over to our website at draftprospectshockey.com where we're posting a bunch of stuff, and you'll be able to catch some of my work there. And I tweet out a lot, so if you want to see me tweet about hockey and get annoyed by me, follow me there.
Perfect. Well, thanks again for coming on the show. I have learned a lot about these prospects, so it's at least there's that.
Yeah.
No, if nothing else, I have learned some stuff. So thanks
for having me on.
And I think that's all the time I have for today. I will be back on Friday with a brand new episode. Now that it's September, we're going to be going 3 a week for a while and then back up to full time. So keep your eyes on the feed. I have been Jay Foster. You can find me on Twitter at _JacobFoster, JakobFoster. You can find this podcast at LO_BlueJackets. We are finally free of Twitter jail, which is very exciting. And if you have comments, questions, criticisms, you can email me at lockedonbluejackets@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your week. And until Friday, make sure you stay locked on.